I'm in a restaurant called Belgio Central or something like that, which is about one street north of Long Acre in London, near to Covent Garden Tube. I'm with Mark, who some may remember. I was in Paris with the whenever we went, end of August, I think it was. Mark wanted to tell you all what beers we've been having. Take it away, Mark.
Yes. Well, we started off with, Robert started off with a rotten beer, which apparently wasn't grot at all, so that was a good start.
So, was it grot or rot?
Grot.
Oh, I thought it was rot, as in red.
No, grot.
Grot.
Grot, as in grot.
As in grotty.
Yes, I think
Rodney. And it was gorgeous, rich and smooth and wonderful. And you had?
I had a Rodenbach Grand Cru, which tasted like champagne.
It was amazing, really, wasn't it? Really bursting with fruit.
Very fruit, even.
Yes.
So then we decided to mirror each other. Well, I decided because I got the choice of beers. So we had the Steenbrugger Japan, which presumably means three of the Steenbruggers, I don't know.
quite possibly. We also had a load of mules at that point. Mitt Fritz.
Yes. Mule Mitt Fritz, or Abeg Fritz.
I don't know what the word for Mitt is in Dutch.
Anyway, we had some of those. And,
our French is good as always.
Our French is awesome.
Yeah.
Francais c'est merde. Is how I usually describe it.
Good, excellent. You might have to speak up a little bit here.
Yeah, I decided not to swear in front of children.
Okay, that's generous of you.
Yes, very generous.
And what are we having now?
You're having a Bouxerzot de Bourbon. I'm having a Judas.
You're having Judas. Excellent. So, you taste yours and let us know what you think.
Hang on.
He's tasting his beer now.
Nice, smooth and light. Nothing like I imagined Judas at all, but, you know, a very nice beer nonetheless.
Okay.
You think a Judas beer would be heavy and dark, wouldn't you? Really?
You would. You'd think it'd be the kind of thing which would kill you, really, wouldn't it?
It is kind of golden, so I suppose. Well, it would be silver, I suppose, if a Judas anyway, so that wouldn't really work either.
Okay, I'll try my one. What was it called again?
Your one is a Bouxerzot de Bourbon.
That's easy for you to say. Right, here I go. It's got a big head on it.
Well, so would you with a name like that?
Quite lagery in texture, quite sort of fizzy. Slight bit of burntness in there, bit of burnt malt. It's sort of light in a dark sort of way.
Right, okay. So a light dark beer.
It's a light dark beer, that's true.
Well, is that alright?
I think so. You, sorry, or the beer?
Both.
Both, okay. Excellent. Right, well, cheers, Mark.
Cheers.